Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome, Wednesday edition, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We're brought to you by Fantasy Draft. Make sure you head on over there tonight. Try some MLB on this nice 10-game slate, or you can get your lineups in for the big Colonial, or tournament at Colonial, I should say, in PGA. And, of course, very unique scoring, not really scoring, but unique roster construction over there on Fantasy Draft, especially with golf, where the lowest score is eliminated, so you can get a little bit riskier in terms of trying to find that low-dollar guy. And, of course, a lot of flexibility. And on a day like today, where there's a team that I want to stack that has like four first basemen, I'm probably going to be playing over on Fantasy Draft. So check them out. Use that promo code GRINDERS, and you get access to their premium for 3 months. And I think you'll appreciate that, and it helps us out here on the podcast. All right, today we're going to look at baseball for tonight. The morning grind guys should have taken care of the early slate. I've got the late slate tonight. And we'll break that down for you in just a moment. Big thanks as well going out to Buffalo Wild Wings. And this time of the year brings us a couple of things. Graduations and, of course, Father's Day not too far down the road. And it's the gifts that go along with them. Now, before you buy Dad another tie, maybe the grad a balloon that it's just going to float away, well, ask yourself this. Does my dad or grad really like wings or sports or better yet, both? If the answer is yes, then why don't you get them a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Right now, if you purchase $30 or more in-store and online, they'll give you a $5 bonus to keep for yourself. Basically, that's like a free beer over there at Buffalo Wild Wings. That doesn't suck. So it's the gift that gives back to you. How generous of you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, terms and conditions do apply. All right, let's get into this baseball slate today. I think it's pretty cut and dry slate for me. And especially in the pitching side of things. But then I think it's a little bit interesting with some bats, but definitely one game in particular that I'm going to be evaluating heavily here today on the podcast. All right, let's start with pitching tonight. And I think we're rolling Jacob deGrom out here versus the Marlins. And just kind of moving on if you're playing on FanDuel, a single pitcher site. He's clearly the top option on this slate. On DraftKings, yes, we've got a monster salary over there at 13-2, 10-4 over on FanDuel. But I think we make it work, or you put him in and then just figure out the rest later, because we saw him get back to his dominant self in this previous start. I suppose there's a chance the wheels could fall off, but I don't think it's likely against the Marlins. So I think he had that injury, first start back, a little bit rocky there on the road against Philly. And, 40 fantasy points, 13 strikeouts. DeGrom's the chalk. I'm going to eat the chalk today at that position and be happy with it. I think it's a no-brainer. Now, where are we looking for our second starting pitcher? And there's a couple of guys we can look at here. Jake Arrieta is popping a little bit on some of the projection models that I've been looking at this morning, and he's got a really nice price over there on DraftKings. He's like $6,900, so he's under 7K. I don't love him against this Atlanta team, but he does have a really good track record against them. But a lot of these bats are new, especially guys like Albies, Acuna near the top of the order. And I just don't think like his stuff is just all that good. I mean, this 2018 season, the K rate is way down at 15%. The walk rate is elevated as well at right around 9%. Now, he's kind of, not being knocked around heavily in terms of a lot of his other numbers, but I just think there's like limited upside in there. Is he safe? Maybe for cash games, do we roll him out? Probably. I mean, 57, almost 58% ground ball rate this season is impressive. You know, the ISOs are really low against him this season. He's, really kind of, kept the power down. But I also feel like there's some regression due in those categories because it's, you know, well above what we saw, you know, last season in pretty much most of those categories. So, you know, left-handed bats a year ago hit him at 351 wOBA, 226 ISO. So far this season, it is at a 264 wOBA and an 087 ISO. So lefties haven't caught up with him. They're going to catch up with him. I think, you know, a guy like Freddie Freeman is an excellent option tonight. But I think some people are going to go there. I'm fine with it, but I'm more of a tournament player. So I think I would rather go over to, and this sounds risky, but Chris Archer again tonight. We've got a really fair price on him today at 6,700 over on DraftKings. And he is an underdog, but barely. It's basically like a coin flip versus the Red Sox and David Price. And there's no question about it. Like, he's a better pitcher than Price, but can his offense give him enough run support to garner the win? And that's where I think you see that that number kind of come in at in terms of an odds of who's going to win the game. But I was encouraged by what I saw in his previous start, and there's one thing that he definitely has, and that's big K upside. Now, the problem he is running into is he's going against one of the best lineups in all of baseball. You don't get much of a break in this one. You know, Betts, Benintendi, J.D. Martinez, you know, Xander Bogaerts. These guys have just been raking. Now, the bottom of the order, not nearly as strong versus righties. You know, Dever, Nunez, Vasquez, and Bradley all under 300 in the wOBA department. Devers with a pretty decent contact wOBA, but the other guys, not so much. But I like Archer here today with the ballpark advantage. He's still pretty, you know, steady versus right-handed bats this season. A 295 wOBA allowed. The ISO is 169. So, you know, the big strength are the right-handed bats, the Bogaerts, the Martinez's, the Mookie Betts. Now, Betts has had an incredible track record against him, and that's, you know, a little bit worrisome. But I think I love playing upside plays, and I think he gives you that. Yes, there's risk. Yes, it could be bombs away. And, you know, some of the numbers this season have been kind of ugly for him, but I was really encouraged by what we saw in that last start. I think that came against Anaheim as well, who is one of the better hitting teams that we've got, and that was on the road. So he's gone seven or more innings, well, I guess 6 2/3 that last start, 7 innings the two before that. So he's pitching deeper into games, and you know, bad start there versus Baltimore where he gave up 6 earned runs, but he's been at 2 or less in 1, 2, 3, you know, 4 out of his last 6 starts. So I think he's too cheap today. You know, FanDuel, he's 8,400, but DraftKings, they definitely factored in the Boston bats, and that's why he's a low price. But I'm fine going there with him today. And then the other option for us is to look maybe to Kenta Maeda for the Dodgers against the Colorado Rockies. I'm a little bit nervous on this one. Like, I think Archer's my guy, like my top number two. But, you know, I'd play multiple lineups. I mean, he's been pretty good this season. The xFIP of 331 and has really, you know, neutralized right-handed bats, you know, so far this season and pretty much since the beginning of last season. But lefties have given him trouble. And you've got 3 out of the top 4 spots with Blackman, Dahl, and Parra hitting from the left side. So if he can navigate his way around them, that's great. You obviously have Nolan Arenado, who's just a great hitter regardless. I mean, he's 345 wOBA versus right-handed pitching this season. So, you know, he's just fine. But we'll see whether or not he can get through the top four here today, because that bottom of the order, you know, pretty dreadful. Story can't hit a righty to save his life. Desmond, 284 weighted OBA since the beginning of last season. Walters, 261. Valaika, 272. And then you get a pitcher spot. So, you know, the top of the order definitely kind of worries me a little bit, but they just have not been able to hit particularly well away from Coors Field. So at under 10K, I probably am looking there. Kyle Freeland's been good himself. There's no doubt about it. I mean, his numbers this year, you know, speak volumes. 404 xFIP, the K rate at 22%. You know, soft contact 23%, only 25% hard contact. The plate IQ rating does not like him though tonight in the red at a 40 here today. And I think that, again, it's going to potentially catch up with him sooner rather than later. And you get guys like Taylor, Kiki Hernandez, Justin Turner, who really are just fine versus left-handed pitching today. So, and the price is not affordable on him on DraftKings. So good ballpark to pitch in out there in LA, but I don't see me going there. Maeda is going to be my other choice. See real quick if there's anybody else that I'm looking at. No, I think that's it. I mean, you could make a case for David Price versus the Rays today, but he's 2,000 more than Chris Archer and doesn't have the K upside, so I'm going to pass on that one. Chad Kuhl has big K upside, but probably going to be facing too many left-handed bats to get me excited today, so no thanks there. And, you know, Luis Gohara for Atlanta, he's just not going to pitch deep into the game. If he would, might be interested in him, but probably not going to go too deep. So there we go. Quick little starting pitching breakdown. Let's hit it up by position breakdown, and we will go through that next. Let me get up my page. All right. And we'll start at the catcher spot. Man, I hate catcher today. I mean, good reason to play on fantasy draft because there's not a lot to love at this position. But I'm thinking Robinson Chirinos against CeCe Sabathia is probably our best price per dollar play for us on this slate. Guy's got a pretty good track record versus lefties. Great ballpark to hit in. Moderate salary there at 3K. So I think he's absolutely a guy we can look at. But one of the highest plate IQ premium ratings we have on this slate is for Francisco Cervelli. And I mean, he was, I think, like third or fourth in the entire slate. And he gets Homer Bailey today. Like, I don't love Cervelli because I don't feel like, you know, not a guy that's got like a ton of power and upside at all. But he also, you know, hits in a pretty good spot in the lineup. He gets Homer Bailey today. And the price tag is reasonable. And the fact of the matter is catcher just kind of sucks today. So at, you know, 3,600, he's a guy to look at potentially. Tucker Barnhart going against Chad Kuhl. Let me bring up his splits here today. He is probably going to be hitting in the 7-hole. Numbers versus righties. You know, 395 contact woba is pretty good. The under 300 weighted OBA is not great. The ISO at 140 is so-so. So it's just a matter of whether or not you think he can make contact. Kuhl's got pretty good strikeout numbers, but just gets raked versus lefties. I mean, this season, 389 woba, 296 ISO. And, you know, those numbers have been bad over the last two seasons. 377 weighted OBA, 240 isolated power versus lefties. Literally every category but K percentage against lefties is very, very red on our conditional formatting. Not like a little bit red, like it just barely gets in the red. Like, no, like it's one of the worst in the league red. So, you know, those lefties against Kuhl, definitely going to be a target for us tonight. And, you know, Barnhart being a switch hitter, he's going to have some at-bats there from the left side. So he's a guy that I think we can look at today. If you want to go to Coors and play Gary Sanchez, I'm not going to say you're wrong for doing that against Doug Fister. It's just a pricing play, whether or not you can end up getting there. And then this is going to be a common theme for me today, okay? Very simple, boys and girls. I love every White Sox and every Baltimore Orioles player today. I'm just going to kind of break it down for you, this game in general. Normally we go position by position, but in case I don't talk about a particular player from this game in this position or at a position, I just want you to know I love them all because Dylan Covey and Alex Cobb are just not good pitchers. Covey in particular is, I think, one of the worst starting pitchers I've seen over the last couple of years. I mean, this guy is just got 0K upside whatsoever. A 13% K rate, an 11% walk rate, an XFIP of 5.36, a swinging strike rate of 6. I mean, that's all you need to know is he's not missing bats. If you're not missing bats, you're going to be in some trouble here, especially against guys like Trumbo and Davis and Pedro Alvarez, these guys who, you know, swing for the fences. And the numbers are bad to lefties, righties, everyone. And fact of the matter is, I think, you know what I might do today? I don't know if DraftKings has one of those mini match things going tonight, but I might just have like try 50 stacks of this game as much as I possibly can. And if it hits, then I win. If it doesn't, then you know what? Tail between my legs. I'm sorry I gave you bad advice. But I might just have fun with that today because on a low-dollar, multi-entry type tournament and see what I can come up with. Because I just, these guys are so, so bad. And, you know, Alex Cobb, I mean, equally as bad here when you look at his swinging strike rate of 6.7%. This is like the worst team in the league for him to go against because they've got a 27% K rate. Like, that's awful. But, you know, if they actually make contact with the ball, it usually goes a pretty long way. 87 mile an hour exit velocity as a starting lineup here today. The CX Woba, you've got guys like Mankata, Abreu, Pulka, Davidson, and Beef Wellington Castillo. All those guys with a contact Woba, which is the weighted OBA when they actually make contact, kind of takes out walks and strikeouts, is all at like 450 or higher, including 528, 423, 512, 505. I mean, these guys are, if he's not going to strike them out, if he's going to pitch to contact, then he's going to be in trouble versus this team. So I love this game every which way. So Wellington Castillo, we can include him into our catchers. So just want to make that very clear that we love players from this game. If I have to pick a side, one or the other, I'm on Baltimore because Dylan Covey stinks. Okay, stinks as a starting pitcher. All right, let's move on to first base here. And again, common theme, Chris Davis, really cheap over there on DraftKings and on Fantasy Draft tonight. We've get him at 6K on Fantasy Draft. FanDuel as well, 2,300, 31 on DraftKings. So from top to bottom, sign me up for him today and Trey Mancini as well. I think if you're getting away from that game, Joey Votto, we talked about those numbers versus Cool. Definitely feel like pretty good setup there for him. Let me see if we got any BVP. They should have faced each other a fair number of times. And Joey Votto, five hits and six at-bats with a homer and two walks. So very small sample size, but in that small sample size, he's pretty much raked against him. So Joey Votto, absolutely one of the top plays on this slate for us tonight. Josh Bell against Homer Bailey. Pretty high plate IQ premium score for him. We love, you know, power bats against Homer Bailey. He just gives it up. So, yes, he is definitely on the list. And, you know, Freeman, I think he's an interesting one-off because I think everybody is going to probably, a lot of people are going to be like me and playing that Baltimore game, and you've got four first basemen over there on DraftKings. So you're probably going to get low ownership on him, and I think he can take Arrieta deep. Like I said, I think some of that regression hits with left-handed bats, and he's the most likely to make it happen there today. You know, Cubs, they're probably going to be overlooked as well. I don't know much about Plutko pitching for Cleveland. You know, looked pretty mediocre. Not a big strikeout guy, so we saw the Indians really take it to the Cubs yesterday. Maybe it's the Cubs' turn to do it, but again, not the top focus for me tonight. Okay, moving on, second base. And, you know, we've got actually a couple of Dodgers here we could look at versus Freeland. Freeland's one of the better pitchers, so that's the risk you run. But, you know, Logan Forsyth, Kiki Hernandez, 28 and 3,100. And if you look at the numbers versus lefties for the Dodgers and those guys, you've got 278 ISO or 276 ISO, 363 weighted OBA for Kiki Hernandez. Forsyth, a little bit less in the power numbers, but 348 Woba, 407 contact Woba versus lefties. So both those guys in the correct handedness split for us today. Moderate price tags. So if there's pitching that you want to get, should be able to get those guys. Love Mankata, maybe my favorite play of the day if I'm calling a dong. He is it. And then Asdrubal Cabrera against Dan Straley. Fine with that play here today. Zobrist potentially leading off against Plutko at 3.7 on DraftKings. Over on Fantasy Draft, he is 7,300, FanDuel 27. Probably more part of a stack instead of a one-off today. But those are second basemen I'm looking at. All right, let's move on over to third, and again, you got Forsythe available at this position. You've got Matt Davidson against Cobb. I know we usually like him better versus lefties, but the plate IQ premium score popping off the page for him today. Kyle Seager as well on that score against Gossity's under 4K. I don't love that game. Don't love the ballpark. Probably rather go to Justin Turner at just 100 more against Freeland today if I'm going to, you know, kind of pay up at that position. Turner hasn't been great since he's been called up. I mean, had a double against Colorado last night, gave you 9 fantasy points, but a guy who's going to get tuned in, and when he does, you're probably going to want to be on him a good bit today. So don't mind him. Chris Bryant today against Pluco, 5.2K. Big home run upside with him, no question about it. Let's see. You know, Jace Peterson's in the lineup today. Again, 2.6K against Dylan Covey. You got to give him a little bit of a look today. And Donaldson, you know, he hasn't been crushing left-handed pitching as much as we've seen. Skaggs is he's fine pitcher. You know, he's good, not great. We saw 2 doubles from him yesterday, so maybe things can start turning a little bit for him. He hasn't had a home run since, hasn't had a home run since the 3rd of May, so it's been a while. Sometimes those doubles can lead to home runs. I think he's a great GPP tournament play for you. 44 on DraftKings, 8K on Fantasy Draft. I don't mind him there. Okay, shortstop, definitely if we can get Manny Machado into our lineups, we probably should. He's really expensive at 5.5K, but I think there's a good chance he sends one out tonight. On the cheaper side of the equation, we've got Chris Taylor potentially leading off against Freeland at 3.6K. Javi Baez against Pluco showing nice power this season, 4.1 on him. And it's nice not having him bat like 8th or 9th like he was doing for a while. I think that was last year. Tim Anderson against Cobb, 3.3K. Always big strikeout upside in that matchup for him. So he's definitely a name to put on our list tonight. Probably not going to play Kingery. He's batting 8th, 3.2K. Gohara's not bad. You just don't know how long he's going to be in there as well. So you could get bullpen game, but I'll probably pass on that one here tonight. And yeah, I just think I'm going to jam Machado in and, you know, reap the rewards when he takes Dylan Covey deep tonight. All right, last spot for us. Let's get to the outfield and let's just go non-White Sox and Baltimore bats tonight. So, because I like those guys, obviously. Corey Dickerson against Homer Bailey. Sign me up for that one. I think he's one of the top plays on the day. Price is up there at 4K on DK, 35 on FanDuel, 72 on Fantasy Draft. But I think there's a really good chance he takes him deep today. So, love him. The other pay-up, obviously Mike Trout is fine today as well. But Ohtani in that game as well for the for the Angels, you know, he's just been quite the revelation so far this season as a hitter. And I think it could continue here against Aaron Sanchez. So he's kind of popping off the page a little bit for us in terms of some of the projection models that I'm looking at. Looks like he's back down in that 5-hole hitting behind Pujols more than likely tonight. But, you can look at Aaron Sanchez, you know, xFIP of 5.19 since the beginning of last year. Numbers in 2018. Not great either, particularly versus lefties with a 397 weighted OBA allowed and an average exit velocity to lefties and righties of right around 90 miles an hour. So those are really big numbers there. So I don't mind some Angels here tonight as a one-off stack that potentially could be overlooked today. Ohtani and Trout, those are the one-off plays that I kind of like today. Rajay Davis, we'll see if he moves into that one hole versus John Lester. Not a guarantee that's going to happen. And I think he's playable either way because he's, you know, pretty cheap, 2,400 on FanDuel, 54 on Fantasy Draft. And he's always had, you know, excellent splits versus lefties. And we know that, you know, the skills of John Lester have definitely fallen off a little bit, but 359 contact wOBA for him this season. But since the beginning of last season, We've got, oh man, I thought the numbers would be better than they were. Only 325 in that department in the contact WOBA. So maybe I'll take that back a little bit. If he's going to bat eighth, the numbers versus lefties, I expected much better from Rajay Davis. So maybe we don't have to go there tonight. See? Learn on the fly sometimes. All right, let me see. Other outfielders for us that we can potentially play today. I mean, if you want to roll some Mets versus Straley, you know, Brandon Nimmo, I don't know. He's 3.5K potentially leading off. And Jesse Winker, he's probably the guy that we want to play batting leadoff. He's only 3K. We know the numbers on Cool against lefties. And then big power, Scott Schebler as well. You got to think he cracks that lineup tonight. The price is up on him, but could easily send one out versus Cool. The big bats guys like, you know, Giancarlo Stanton and Trout, these guys are absolutely fine. Stanton gets Doug Fister. It's a pretty good matchup for him. A guy that, you know, kind of pitches to contact. So if he makes contact, it usually goes a long way. So he is absolutely in play for us tonight. Probably not playing Boston since I'm on, since I'm going to be on Archer today. So a hard pass there for me. Yeah, I think those are the guys that that I'm looking to play tonight. Trey Mancini, another name for you. Oh, I said I wasn't going to talk about Baltimore, Chicago White Sox players. Well, there we go. I talked about them. But that's what I got for you today. I hope that game goes off because I'm going to have it stacked up a million different ways, and maybe everyone else will, and we'll all tie. But that's my plan for tonight. But appreciate you guys giving us a listen, a download. Apparently, somebody told me. I don't know if this is accurate, but, you know, I'm not the SEO guy, search engine optimization dude, but you're supposed to unsubscribe to the podcast and then resubscribe to the podcast. That's supposed to help our ratings over there on iTunes. So if you want to help my ratings on iTunes, you can do that. And we appreciate it very much. You know, I'm not a ratings guy myself, been doing this podcast for years and years and years. I hopefully you guys find it useful, get a couple nuggets to save you some time in terms of your own research. But if you want to do something, doing that or leaving a review, hey, we always appreciate it. But also support our sponsors, have some lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings, and play some DFS over on Fantasy Draft tonight, and that's even better. But I'll be back tomorrow on the Thursday slate, and hopefully you guys have a great night this Wednesday. Catch me on XM. With cards from 6 to 7. And a reminder as well, we got Roto-Grinders Golf from 7 to 8 on XM. David Barnett and STL talking about this week's tournament at Colonial. And also, last reminder, not last, but one more reminder, coming up Friday, it is our Mass Multi-Entry webinar with STL Cardinals. It's going to be Friday afternoon around 2:30 Eastern time, and we're going to have chat rolling, and he's going to be going through the process of building multiple entries for you, whether it's 150 and, you know, you've got five pitchers you want to use, there's only three pitchers you want to use, you know, how to set up stacks properly. I mean, this is something that I need to take notes on because it's not really something that I'm really good at, but it's something that I know the best players in the world are really, really good at. And it's fun. It's fun to play with Lineup Builder and with DraftKings and FanDuel, you know, allowing this mass multi-entry on the low-dollar games. Again, I think it's an exciting time to kind of learn that tool even better. So check it out if you haven't done so. That'll be Friday at 2:30. Till tomorrow, good luck in your contest. And as always, we will see you.